Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, including my most recent one, The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm just looking out over my balcony here, blue skies, light breeze, plenty of kites in the sky, all is well here in Bali. And I hope you're doing well wherever you are. So as always with the Life Masterclass podcast series, I'm all about finding practical tips, tools, strategies that can help you elevate your level of happiness, fulfillment, joy, success, meaningfulness, and a whole bunch of other stuff in your life. And once a month, I also record a guided meditation because I want you to do some work from the inside out. And if you haven't done a guided meditation before, I strongly encourage you to check it out. So welcome to today's session. And today's session, I'm talking about one of my favourite subjects. Well, my favourite subject is how can we elevate ourselves to the next level? And my favourite subject is about how can we find more fulfilment, joy, and meaningfulness in our life as well. So what helps us level up and what might slow us down, hold us back? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I think this thing is the most impactful. So I've been coaching now for close to 13 years and I've worked with hundreds of different people from all different walks of life. And the one thing that is consistent between all of these people and the work I do, and ancient philosophies have been teaching this for years as well, is it's the meaning that we give to something which has the greatest influence on our relationship to that experience and also our emotional experience. So let's sort of unpack that, expand it out. And there's a great formula. I can't remember who developed this formula. I read it in a book somewhere. He was saying E plus R equals O. E plus R equals O. And I talk about it in a bit more detail in the Guidebook to Happiness. Essentially, it says the event plus your response to it determines the outcome. So the event happens. It's our response to it which determines the overall outcome. And we could swap out that response to the meaning we give something becomes the experience, becomes the outcome. And this is, you know, positive psychology and more modern psychology is looking at the idea and talking about the idea of a traumatic experience happens. And a traumatic experience can happen to two people. So two people have the same traumatic experience. One of them, as a result of the experience, goes down into something maybe like post-traumatic stress disorder, that experience. The other person may have post-traumatic growth. So a trauma experience doesn't have to be a disruptive and an experience that takes us down. Yes, there's going to be discomfort. Yes, there's going to be all of the stuff that goes with a traumatic experience. But it's the person who gives a meaning to that experience that causes them to go upwards or causes them to go downwards. So again, I find this in every single conversation that I have with every single client, particularly when they're talking about things, experiences from their past, which they might label as negative experiences. I challenge them to find a different meaning to it. I challenge them to look at that particular experience and look at it in a way with a level of curiosity and through the lens of perception that life is for us and not against us. And if we look through the lens of perception that life is for us and not against us, and we look at that experience with eyes of curiosity, we might see something different. So that thing that we thought was the worst thing that ever happened in our life, that breakup, maybe there was a bullying experience when we were younger, maybe there was a separation in our family unit, maybe there was some abandonment, someone left the family unit, like all of these different things, if we can look at those experiences and challenge our narrative, challenge the meaning that we've given to things, That changes the whole thing. Here's another metaphor. There's two people, they're standing on the beach and they're looking out over the ocean. And there's these big waves. It's Bali. There's these huge waves coming in. And one person is super excited and they've got, therefore, the chemistry and the biochemistry and the emotional experience of joy and excitement and all of that stuff. There's endorphins, there's neuropeptides, there's hormones, there's all of this stuff going on, dopamine, all of this stuff. The person standing beside him is looking at this with absolute fear. They're looking at the waves and like, this is a death experience if I go out there. So they're having a different biochemical experience within themselves along with the emotion. They've probably got more adrenaline coursing through their body, cortisol's probably going through their body, having a completely different experience. They're looking at something and giving it different meaning. And the meaning they give it creates a physiological response within the body. So we don't only feel those emotions. Emotions are a biochemical experience or expression within our body. So we feel the chemistry of it, so it affects us physiologically. So this is why it's so important for us to look at the meaning we're giving to something and challenge ourselves to see, is there a different meaning that I could give to this? The Buddhists would say that everything is neutral. Everything is neutral until we give meaning to it. Nothing is either good or bad, according to their philosophy, until we give meaning to it. So that's my challenge for you, is maybe look at something in your past and try something a little bit easier to start with so you get familiar with this experience. So look at something in your past. Maybe it was a job experience that went wrong. Maybe it's a relationship challenge that you had. Maybe it was a family issue or something like that. I want you to step back and I want you to have a look at that and say, if I consider that life is for me, not against me, everything in life is helping me to learn and grow, if I look with that sort of sense of perception, and I get curious about it, and I look at that thing, and I ask myself, what are the good things or could have been the good things from this experience? And I want you to like look with curious eyes, without judgment, and without bringing the emotion into that, like as if you're doing an audit, and you're looking for nuggets of information, and you start to realize, oh, maybe this wasn't such a bad experience after all. Maybe we were just not right for other, and that's right for each other. And that's why we needed to separate in this relationship. Or maybe I'm glad I got fired from that job because that opened the door up to something else. And here I am, I've been telling the story about the miserable beep, beep, beeps that, you know, fired me from this job and it's so bad and that sort of stuff. And I'm not connecting to the benefits that came from leaving that particular thing and all these incredible things that have happened into my life. So the emotions we feel about a particular past experience in particular determine what we feel emotionally and therefore change our physiology. So the biggest lesson and takeaway from this podcast for the Life Masterclass is be very particular about the meaning you're giving to things. And if you do have, in inverted commas, a negative experience from your past, I want you to go through the practice of looking at that and assessing it and seeing whether you can see it with a different light. Seeing whether you can see it as a growth or learning opportunity and take those nuggets, those golden nuggets of learning and growth from that experience, which cause you to maybe reframe that experience and say, maybe it wasn't so bad. Yes, it was crappy at the time. Yes, it felt bad. Yes, it was terrible. But so much good came of it. So maybe it's not a negative event. Maybe it's just an event, but it led to these positive outcomes. So, maybe it could have been a learning experience, a positive learning experience. That's the lesson I want to leave you with today. That's the thought I want to leave you today. That's the challenge I want to leave you today, is challenging the meaning that you're giving to things and seeing if that changes what happens emotionally for you. So there you go. If you've got any questions about it, or if you have any topics you'd like me to talk about, leave them in the comments below or just reach out to me directly. I've got contact details listed down there as well. You can find me through my website, karlmassey.com, and just reach out to me and let me know what topics might be useful for you as well. And obviously, if you want to go deeper in this work, reach out to me and we can do some one-on-one stuff. I've got online training programs, processing and limiting beliefs, which is supported by the book The Successful Mind. And The Successful Mind goes into a lot of what are our beliefs, what are our thoughts, what are these repetitive narratives. So it goes a lot deeper into that, and you can get free access to the audio version of The Successful Mind in the podcast series here. So, you know, look around for the podcast on The Successful Mind, and every single chapter is in there as part of this Life Masterclass podcast series. So thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.